Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. You were listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
How to Wage War for the Benefit of Your Spirit, Part 3.
Yeah, so we've said that there is a war, and there's a method to fighting the war for your spirit. And the first answer is, don't use your flesh to fight a spiritual war. You want to identify the true enemy and then attack the true enemy in the spirit with the weapons God gives you, which is the Bible verses and prayer and spirit, and identifying the real enemy. Mm-hmm. And today we want to kind of move into a little bit more on this spiritual war that's out there. And I was thinking about, common superhero movie theme, which is these are all, if you want to be successful, make a superhero movie these days. That's like, they've kind of replaced romantic comedies. Used to, that's romantic true. Comedies, it's the same thing over and over again. Yeah. You'd go, same story, different people, you know. Yeah. I miss a good romantic comedy. Give me a new one. But they're not making them anymore.
They don't make those.
Now they're doing superhero movies. But they all have the same theme. Basically, you give a guy extraordinary power that is greater than his own power, and then he uses it and discovers he's got superhero strength, but then... has massive character flaws and realizes he struggles to access that power. Yep. So he doesn't know how to access that power. Yep. And so he tries some stuff and people ultimately get hurt and fail because he can't access his power.
Yep.
And then that leads him into... his need, the deepest need within him, somehow helps him to access his felt need, helps him to access the power, and then be the superhero.
Yep.
That's really, that's 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 through 4, is your need is going to help you access the power that God has given you. And so that's why blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. We went on this Cuba mission trip, and why do we see more miracles in Cuba? Well, their need is greater. Mm. It draws the power out, right?
Yeah.
They don't have what we have to try to meet our need with so many other ways. For the scripture says, for though we walk in the flesh, that means we walk around in human bodies, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power. And that's where there's that superhuman power. It have God's spiritual power of the Holy Spirit to destroy strongholds. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you need the power because you're fighting supernatural power. You're fighting demons and devils and principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. These are supernatural powers that would like to destroy you. And I want you to see something. It is by God's design that he will not intervene to stop them. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to say that again and then ask the why.
Yeah.
God's design is that he will not intervene to stop the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, demons and devils from destroying you.
Yeah.
From destroying people. If you want it, if you want examples, just look around you. You'll see it happening all over the place.
Yeah.
Suicides, depressions, people going to jail.
Yeah.
He's destroying. Why does God not intervene? There's a key biblical reason why God does not intervene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thoughts on this?
Yeah, I've got a couple examples. If that's cool with you. So I think if you're older and you have kids, you probably have already had this realization, but this is all fresh for me. So my daughter, and I might have a second daughter by the time this podcast plays, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
My daughter Everly, she's at that phase, as we're recording this, she knows that her sister Renly is about to come.
Mm-hmm. And so she knows that things are about to change as much as a 2-year-old can understand that things are about to change. She knows. And so she's in this interesting phase where she is fully capable of doing a lot of things, but she likes it when we do some of those things for her.
Mm.
And so I was sitting there thinking about this, and the thought process that came to mind was, imagine if you were created to be a basketball player, and that was your purpose. Mm-hmm. That's the only purpose you had. And you have this amazing coach, and he is teaching you all these things. He's coaching you through practice. He's giving you all these principles, helping you with your mindset, pointing out things that you're doing wrong that you need to fix so that you can succeed. And that's all great. That's going along. And then you get into a game, and it's the last quarter, 30 seconds left.
Mm-hmm.
You're down by 3.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you ask your coach to get in the game and play defense for you?
He can't. She can't.
Do you ask your coach to get in there and make the last second shot to tie
the game?
The rules
prevent them.
The rules prevent them. And so when you put it in that way, it sounds ridiculous. So if you, so say you like, I say this, there are a few coaches now that probably could still do this. I'm an NBA fan. I know they have weird political stuff involved. I just love basketball. So there's a few coaches, like Chauncey Billups is a coach now. Steve Kerr is a coach now, who were really good. Jason Kidd is a coach. Yeah. These were really, really good basketball players. That's still, they're not very old. They're in their 40s and 50s. And so they could probably skill-wise still get in there and maybe do some stuff, but they can't because the rules
say no,
prohibit them from getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the same principle, I think, applies in life. It's not that God's incapable of getting in there and doing those things, but what do you learn in that moment if all your prayer is for God to step in and make that last second shot?
The whole system, for lack of a better word, is built on God saying, I'm going to give my divine power to humans, people that have received Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord, and then those humans are going to use that divine power to defeat principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, devils, and demons.
Mm.
And when we've done it once, we'll repeat and do it again. Wash and rinse, repeat.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Here's the other thought process that I've had with this. The same love that keeps God from turning us into little robots, where we're just forced to love him, you know, that's everybody's argument, right?
They're right.
There's this free will. There is this choice that takes place. And I know there's a lot of nuance surrounding that theologically. But basically it comes down to there is a choice. There are actions. You can argue whether God inspires those or whether they come from us or whatever. Besides that point, there is a choice. There is a responsibility that we have to follow through on. The same love that keeps us from being those little robots is the same love that teaches us to fight these battles with the authority that has been given to us. That's the same love. So when you can look at it through that lens, it's less of, God, why are you judging me? Why are these things happening to me? Why am I the victim of this? Which is exactly what the enemy would love for you to believe.
Right.
Is that you're just a victim, helpless. You know, there's nothing that you can do.
So practically speaking, Lord, deliver me from this depression. And the Lord says, here's my divine power. You lift that depression.
Yeah.
With the power of God.
Yeah. Which is so hard because in the statement that we just made, it sounds so simple, right?
Yeah.
But to overcome that depression, you're going to have to actively every day. I've not had a long struggle with depression, but there was a season in my life where I look back and I'm like, okay, I was I was depressed.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, there were things, there were disciplines that the Lord put in me to overcome that depression.
That's right. Yeah.
And I still, there are, you know, once you've experienced it, you do become a little more sensitive to those things.
Yes.
So there are still times where I'll wake up and I am just not feeling it. To the point of being debilitated in
Absolutely.
Some areas.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the disciplines and the tools mm-hmm. and the warfare that God equipped me
uh-huh.
to overcome.
Praise and worship. Mm-hmm. Exalting the name of God, confessing my mm-hmm. my crucifixion identity in Christ. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I am a new creation. Old things have passed yeah. away.
All the way down to do not isolate yourself, Jared.
Yeah,
don't
that's
just,
right.
Don't just go sit by yourself.
Yeah, right.
Don't eat your feelings.
Get involved with people. Stay involved with people.
Yeah. Don't eat your feelings. Mm-hmm. Get outside and yeah. do something. Be active.
Right.
All the way down to those little things. Those were things that the Lord used to work that warfare in me.
Yeah.
So that I could have victory in those areas.
Yeah. And there's a weapon for every single one. The yes. weapon against bitterness and resentment is unconditional forgiveness. Yep. The weapon against depression is often praise and worship.
Yep.
The weapon against fear is often peace.
Yeah.
And the way you're going to get peace is you're going to move forward in God. And because it's that is actually your feet are shod with the gospel of peace. That's a forward.
Yeah.
You're walking, you're going somewhere. You're not cowering in fear. You're moving against the enemy.
Ooh, you're giving up your right in quotations. You can't do that for podcast, but my air quotes that I'm doing here, your yeah. right to understand.
Yeah.
You don't have to understand. Your right. feet are shod with the gospel of peace.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so God, take any problem you've got that the devil is trying to kill you with. He's trying to kill your spirit. Mm-hmm. God, his answer is, you can have my divine power.
Yeah.
But you must learn to access it.
Yeah.
And it's your deep need that is going to help you learn to access my power more consistently mm-hmm.
yeah.
to win.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.